We are up to Daf Yudalet on the base, on the very bottom. This Gemara here, believe it or not, is very, very important in modern day halacha, modern day tshuvas. They all discuss this Gemara here. Why? Sha'alu as Ben Zayma. They asked Ben Zayma the following question. Since we talked about Ben Zayma, he lost his mind after he went to Pardes. They asked him the following question. Obviously, before then, they asked him, "Ma'u l'seruse kalba? Are you allowed to be Messiah? Are you allowed to castrate a dog?" Amalehem. That's the question they asked him. Amalehem. What's the shaila? Because where the dinim of Sirus is written by Kabbanis. So the question is, a dog which can never be a carbon, is there an Isser or not? Amalehem. He told them the Pasuk clearly says, even though it says you shouldn't bring it as a carbon, it says, "Ba'artzechem leisaso," don't do this in your own land, which means not only by a carbon, kol sheba'artzechem, any animal in your land, leisaso, you shouldn't do it. Shaka v'taya, someone to say that only in a Yisrael is an Easter of Sidus, not a Chutzlar, it says, because ba'artzechem. Rashi, Shalom, Benzei, Maus, Kalba, Hoyil, the Sidus, Ksiv, Eitzel, Mumi, carbon, since the Pasuk written by carbon, v'kelev, afil, chaliva, was, not only dog is us, but even if you exchange it for something else. Right, like an osnan and mechir kelev is osim mizbeir she mechir kelev also l'sarse eloy not. Okay, that shaila is not what I meant. I meant the next shaila. Shaila is asking the following question: psula she ibra. If a psula, who's a psula still, she still has her psulim, became pregnant.
So it's a metzias. It's
kind of you'll soon see. And we're not talking about any religions here. I'm no religions here. So, Mao le Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula, but she's still a Psula. And she claims that she's a Psula, and the Shaila is twofold. Look at Rashi. Rashi has two ways of understanding the Shaila. So, what's the Shaila exactly? If you see a pregnant, she's not a Psula, who's going to believe her? I mean, what's the Shaila exactly? Psula, she Ibrahim, Malukain Godru, he, I met her, she tainis, she Muslim, so he says, she says, I promise you marry me, you'll find them, Psula, Psula. That's one case. So one case is that they're not engaged, they're not married, and she tells the husband, the prospective Chassan, you can marry me, I'm a Psula. Do we believe her or not? That's a question, that's one way of asking. Or Inami, or Koyin Godru Nasa, he already married her. He married her. And when he married her, he found that she taka was a Psula. A month later, she's already in the 6 month. So he thinks, that maybe I made a mistake. Maybe when I thought I saw Psulim, maybe I didn't see Psulim. Is it possible that my wife should be pregnant in 6 months when last month I thought I saw Psulim? Well, the other she mubedes umotzel Psulim, but achikach and afterwards nimtzas mubedes. Ma'u lekaim of Psulim ma'am of yigach. Is it possible to fall pregnant without losing your Psulim?
So this is, why does Rashi point this out as the question? Ma'u lekaim of.
Because every day they're living together.
6 months ago was the Shaila.
Yeah, but he didn't know. Every day now they're living together is Oyvan Asay, so he divorced her. So what's the Shaila? So what's the Shaila? Mi Chashin Lishmo. Everyone has to be Psula. Mi Chashin Lishmo. Do we believe what Shmuel said? What does Shmuel say?
And further question, to be Psula, they had to be very young.
Yeah,
older,
12 years
so
old.
Each one of them
must be 12,
we can marry the other one's older.
No, everyone has to be. Because every wife has to be that way. We're having Mori Vom as a whole Shaila. If he married, if he was a Kohen Hedyu, became a Kohen Gadol. When he married her, he was a Kohen Hedyu. Now there's a Kohen Gadol, she's a bull and everything else. What happens?
Don't they appoint him a second wife anyway? Before
that's before a Kippur. Kippur. But this is, we're going to have a Chagim or something around there. Mi Chashin Lishmuel, are we worried about Shmuel? What do you mean? Do we think that what Shmuel said is accurate? Shmuel said, "I'm a Shmuel. Yochel ani livel kama biloy dam. I know I mastered this inyan here that I can have relations with my wife and still she'll remain a virgin." I deal with Shmuel l'shicha. Maybe nobody else can do what Shmuel did. Shmuel was something special. Somehow or another, he mastered it. Why would he spend his time trying to master it? Don't know. And no one else can do that. So no one's, we trust her or not? Amalehu Shmuel l'shchiach. Shmuel l'shchiach. What do you call it? She tainted that she didn't have no human relations. So how in the world? And the fact is, we taka see there's no psula there. Since we don't believe in Shmuel, and we see that she's still a psula, and she's pregnant, and people don't know how to do it Shmuel. So how's that possible? The Chayshina Shemam Bambati Ibra. We say that maybe it happened through a bathtub. What do you mean a bathtub? So Rashi. He was an expert in knowing how to have relations with Zunam and Nivula. Yeah, we maneuver his way around it.
These days, some people are not married.
Yeah, but she's no longer psula.
She remains a virgin.
She remains a virgin. How does that work? He was an expert in doing some contortions.
So. Rashi, Bambati Kaili, Bambati the bathtub, Shroichzin by Kolaguf, the bathtub. Yesh Loim, she Tiach Sham Adam Shichvazera. It's possible somebody deposited in that bathtub Shichvazera. The Nichnes Bimea went, entered the womb, and what happened? And she became pregnant. Now, this is what the Gemara says. Freddy Gemara, back to Gemara. We'll get to 10 seconds what everybody talks about. Vama Shmuel says, Kol Shichvazera, Shein Yerik Yechetem Zras. If a Shichvazera itself is not shooting, it doesn't in any way impregnate a woman. So one answers, doesn't matter, it doesn't have to happen now when it enters her womb. If the way it left the man's body was yoyli kechetz, it came shooting out, then if it enters a woman's womb, it can impregnate her. Ben Sida, according to question whether it's real or not, it was born from Yirmiya. Yirmiya had deposited the kedi in a bath, and he was born from that. The name Ben Sida, the gematria of Ben Sida, is Yirmiyo. And the Rashbat says in the Tshuva, this is the famous Tshuva that everybody talks about, he says that if what he says is true, if that's true, that Ben Sida is Yirmiyo's son, then halachically, it's his father, and he can yashin him and say, and everything else, which is the basis of everything that Torah has Ram Malchus and Lachti, IVF and all that, who the father is and all that, all comes from this little gemara here and that tashbats and everything around it. It's also there's chalkas mechekig on it and a lot of things. All the truths. The question is whether Ben Sida's story is correct. But the gemara says clearly right here that it's possible on Bati, and the tashbats is the one who says that he's still technically his father. So that's where it all starts. So it's not the gay so much if Ben Sida's story is true or not true. It's the gay, the tashbats is void. But if it's true, and this is the halacha.
So it'll change the din l'gabi Yerusha.
Everything. He says that it's technically the father.
If the child will be a kohen or the child will
everything.
Be
the shaver. Everything. Yeah. Not a question. But it wasn't a normal way. No. Derech ad. And the question is, how do we view it? Okay. I was thinking to myself, I was lost in thought. What is the distance between, you know the Avisha separated the water? What is the distance between the two? I realize it's only Shalosh Ezboimavad, the distance of three fingers. Shenema, how do I know that? It says, "V'ruach l'kim merachefet apneimim." The spirit of Hashem, which is like a mayim l'yedim, is floating, hovering above the water. Ki yoyne, like a dove, shemerachefes abuneh. That doesn't sit directly on its children, but it floats above it. Ve'ein l'gad, don't touch it. Obviously, all ruchos g'yonim. Amar lehen, Rabbi Yishuv Hamidah, v'adayin ben zayim v'chutz. Oy, ben zayim is the chaz geritin zinen. Ben Zaymed still lost his mind. I mean, he's pretty good over it. This is the idea of losing his mind, and he's pretty all right.
He's thinking,
Why did he lose his mind? Mechti. When was this pasuk "V'ruach l'kim merachef apneimim" said? Before the water was split. Before the water was split, it was hovering. But the next day, the second day, was when the water split. How do you know what it was? Ruach l'kim merachef apneimim. Amos havi yemedishin. Havdolah b'yem sheinu da'avdech sevahim ad b'yayim b'mayim. It was on the second day. He says, "What a fine." Abba v'kama. Take. What is the distance? Even less. Abba v'achar bar Yaakov. Kemoli nima. A hair breadth. It's even less than three fingers. When you have a bridge and you have boards on the bridge, you have the distance between the boards, which is probably even closer. You have two shirts, one on top of another. There's a little bit of space between. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. You know, what's the difference? First of all, why is he arguing? What is the difference exactly between here or one shirt on top of another shirt? Like two cups, you put two cups into each other, the space in between. Don't know what's going on. Rashi, me kori yotzim and goes in prison. Ma'ayin la'ayin, ma'ayin tovi v'ayin. Like everybody know why you're so distracted here. Toifah yisim is b'ayin. I was examining my separation. Ve'ayin b'nei mokim chibur. They attach mokim kish mokim kishore kipas adakiyik be'karka, where the earth touches the heaven. So So it's obviously ruchos and yonim. Good to the gamla. Kishav sadin labach is that by a bridge when you have these boards, planks, you lie them out. Ef shalai teir ever betayin. It's impossible. Shouldn't be a space in between v'chein galimi shirts v'chein kasi cups. Schufin kufin bent over. Second one bite. Aches. We went through each one. But now we talk about achlish benavu. Kitzes benatias. He's the one chopped down plants. All of our kasi of oimer. Regarding him, the pasuk says, "Al titen es picha lachti." You shouldn't give your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. My he, what happened here? What caused him? The Gemara gives so many different causes. It's hard to know. I guess it's the aggregate of them all. When he went up to Shammai and Chaza, what did he see? He saw Mitatran. He saw Malach Mitatran. We said before that that this Yahva Lirushusa, that he was given permission, Lemesa, he was given permission to sit down and to write down all the schusim of the Yidden every day for 1 hour. He has the right to sit down all the schusim of the Yidden. And Elisha Mavu saw the Malach sitting. Gemira, we have a tradition, the Lamaila, Lo Yehavi, Lo Yeshiva, there's no sitting there, Velo Tach, there's no competition, Velo Eidev, there's no backs, there's no Pnimis, Velo Yifu, there's no tightness. What's Malach sitting over here? What kind of chutzpah is that? Shema Chas V'Shom Beizu, she said, maybe there's not heaven, maybe there's two heavens. The real one and this one, because Matatan caused Elisha Mavua to come up with such a conclusion, is Avkul and Matatan, they took out Matatan or Machu and they gave him Schmitz, Shisin, Pulse of the Noida, 60 straps with a fiery whip. Amalei, my time, Kichazisa, Lekamta, Mikamei. They said to the Malach, why didn't you stand up when Elisha Mavua came in? Anyway, they beat him. After they beat him, they said to the Malach, now you have a right to wipe off all the good things that Elisha did. Very modern zach. So they punished Matat because of Elisha, and they punished Elisha because they punished Matat. They gave Yavale the shus, so they gave the shus to the Malach, lemimchik zachosa the ache, to wipe away his slate. Make his slate clean. No more mitzvahs. Yotzev Asker Vamla, Shuv Bana Shavim, all your wild children come back to me, chutz ma'achar, except Elisha ben Avum. The Baal Shem Tov said that if Elisha Mavu would have said, and now I'm happier than before, now I can serve the Eibishter, you know, without Gan Eden, without any chusim and everything else, and I'm doing it only purely Shemayim. So everyone else does the mitzvah. No matter how holy you are, you're thinking about Gan Eden and Mashiach. The guy's saying, no, nothing. I'm no Gan Eden, no Mashiach, nothing else. Why do the mitzvah? Because Eibishter said, he should have done that, then he would have reaped everything back plus more. Omri said, "Holy to the who gave him Alma." So what do we should say? Since I'm anyway not going to have Gan Eden, let me have a good time. What's the point? Nofik achel tarbes ro. He went out to do bad. What was the first thing he did? Nofik. He went out. Ashka zayna. He found a zayna tova. He demanded from her relation. Omri. She said to him, "Even though she was a zayna, she knew this. Alisha ben avu." So he's on Shabbos. Oka pugla memisha b'Shabbos. In front of her, he pulled out a radish from the ground. The Yovel gave it to her. He says, "Omra acharu, I'm somebody else." That's where the name came from. Okay. Now there's a very sad story. Where's the Rashi? Achar got mitzias kilkul. He was ruined. The evas. He went off the derech. Kishnichel the pardes. He went into the pardes. So mekatzet zanatias. He chopped down the trees. The fish adima oisim b'chilah. The vorem nichel the pardes. They went into an orchard. Nokalisha the kitzet zanatias. When he went off, they called him. They cut down the trees. There's a pun on all sides. If we if his tightness, we'll see makas makol b'shu b'shu nadi. Okay, they give him with a fiery whip. Pugla tzrayin radish mishra aruga from a patch. After he became a Rosh, he still didn't learn with him. Tell me, how do you learn Pshat in the Pasuk? So the Ebishta made one corresponding to the other. How would you learn Pshat in this Pasuk? Everything that she created something, a corresponding thing. But how do you build mountains? But way, build valleys. But yamim or hills. But yamim, but how to seas and rivers. So why is that connected? It's not opposite. I guess a large and a small, large and a small. I'm going to give a rabbi lama kachi. Rebbe of Kibbutz learned totally different shot. Ela bora tzadikim bora shem opposites. He made tzadikim made a shoyim. Bora gan eden, bora gehenim. And kol echa vesh lebeit chalokim. Every person has two shares. Echa gan eden, echa gehenim. Everyone has one share gan eden, one share gehenim. That's how we start our life. And now we're going to choose what we're going to end up with. Zoch, if you're zoiche, tzadik, notul, chelke, vechele, chavedei, began Eden. If you're zoiche, you'll take your own share in Gan Eden, plus you'll take away the Rosh Hashir, who forfeited share in Gan Eden, you'll get it. This chayiv, if you're guilty, Rosh, notul, chelke, vechele, chavedei, began Eden. If you're guilty, then you take your own chel in Gehenna, plus you take the tzadik's share in Gehenna. I'm going to Mishash my cut.
He's the one who's telling. He's the one who's telling Rabbi Akiva. He's the one who's telling Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah. You'll soon see more.
Yet he says, well, if there's not Shari in Olam Hazeh, then forget it. So he's not worried about it.
Exactly. Omer Mishashim, my quote, what's the pasuk? How do we know this? Gabbat Tzadikim, see, by Tzadikim, it says, there's a double portion. It says over there, Lochem ba'artzam mishne yirashu, they'll yash a double portion. So we need that Tzadikim will get a double more than they were supposed to. And Gabbat Hashayim said the same thing. It says, Barashayim, it says, mishne shibaran scharim, that double, their breakage will be their reward. Again, so no, it's a Gehenim, they'll get double. They continue talking again. This is all after he came to Russia. So I wonder if he ever learned Rameh before he came to Russia. My Tziv, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yarcheno, you should not assess Zov, gold, as chuchis, or glass, or smuros, or clay paws, and in exchange, gold and kalim. So he says, hey, what does that mean? Amalei, Elo Divitaita, so at least what was said, you know what it means? Sorry, I may say I'll tell you Pshat in the Pasuk. These are the words of Taita. Shekoshinly Knoisa Kechleizov. It's very hard to acquire even Taita. It's like gold. The Chleipaz. It's very easy to lose them. If you don't learn, you know, Chaza, you forget it. It's very hard to learn, very easy to forget. I'm a late Abakiva, 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 I didn't say that. Elama Kleizov. He said in a positive way. Look at this. This is a sad story. This is a. Rameya learned that it's very easy. You know, he was a very, like, in a negative way. At least in a positive way. Ma kleis of the kleis chuchis, just like gold and keli and glass kelis, keli. Afapi, even though shenishbru, even though that they broke, yesh lehem takana, you can fix them up, melt them down, fix them up. Af tamil chacham, afapi shesarach the chacham, even though he goes off the derech, yesh le takana, you can do chuv and fix things up. Almost, I may say to him, nu afata chazay boch. So why don't you change your mind? Amalei, which I tell you, Kvasha, Maitim Achayda Paget, heard behind the curtain, Shuvu Banim Shayim Chutz Ma'acher. Everyone come back to me except Elisha Ben Avuhu. Even the Abish accepted the nickname he gave himself. Torah Bami learned, Maise Be'echad, there's a story of the person, Shayreichev Alasuz B'Shabbos, is riding a horse on Shabbos, Ve'ilameya Mahalach Acherov. Acha was riding the horse, and Ameya was walking. He watched him being Mechal Shabbos, the Rabban at least, and he didn't do anything. He continued walking along with him. Lil Mait Toyda Mepiv, to learn Toyda. Finally, Elisha said to him, go back. I measured while we were talking this deep, profound. In Yonim and Teda, I was able to count 2,000 steps. And it's amazing how smart he was. To be able to concentrate whatever he's doing and concentrate at the same time, not to lose one step. This is 2,000. Amalei said to him, every opportunity I had, he said to him, if you want me to go back home, why don't you go home with me? Did I tell you already? Everyone behind the curtain. Everyone go back. Rameh grabbed a hold of his Rebbe. Slept him to the base of Medrash. Elisha said to the first child he saw, tell me what pasuk you learned today. So what pasuk came up? There's no peace between me and Hashem. Pretty strong message here. And in Maruchul, we learned that whenever you don't know what to do, you always bring a child, and it's like a Nevi'is Tana. Then the Gemara says, okay. Amalei Nuka, another pasuk, he said, tell me what you learned today. Amalei told him, Ki'im, even if you try, to chapsi v'nesa, you can try to wash yourself with the most strongest in detergent, the agents. V'tablach ha'buddhis and other soaps. Nichtem aveinich lefana, your sins will always remain a stain. That's what this kid learned. I live in went to another shul. He said, oh, the shul not submit. Let's go to another shul. Amalei Leinuka. He said to a kid, Psychli Psukach, tell me what pasuk you learned. Amalei, he said, you know what pasuk I learned? The At Shadud, you who pillage or plundered. Ma Tasi, what do you want? Kisil Bishani Shani, when you want to put on the red. Kisade Adizov, you put on these golden necklaces. Kisikri, the Bapuchi Nayach, that you rip apart with your eyes, the makeup. Lashov Tisyaf, you're putting on nose, you're putting on all of these wonderful things around you, the necklaces and makeup. It's garnished holfum. Lashov Tisyafi. No point in making it look beautiful, you look ugly. Again, he took that as a message. Ayil Bekinish, another shul. Ad Ayil, the Tlosser Bekinish, went to 13 shuls. Kulu Poskeleke Hagavna. Everyone found the Poskeleke that's exactly the same message. Labasa, to the last person, he said, okay, Omlep Soiklip Sukacha, tell me a Poskeleke. Omelet, the kid said the Pasuk in Tehillim where he says, Ul Rosh Omer Alakim, to the Rosh Levi says, Malachol Sapachubi, what are you telling me? What are you hacking me a Chinese? What are you talking to me for? The problem is this kid had a lisp. And instead of saying Ul Rosh, he said, Lelisha. Ahu Yunuka have Megam Gim Malishna, he couldn't speak properly. It sounded like Omelet, as he said, Ul Elisha Omer Alakim. couldn't get more direct than that. Now, two versions of what Elisha Menavu did at that moment. One version is, he had a knife with him. The kore, he ripped the child apart. The shadre litlase, because he cut him in 13 parts, dismembered him, and sent him to 13 different shuls. Amri said, had a knife, have a Quran, I would have ripped it apart, like Baal Shem Tov over there, and he showed them the Talmidim, when they say, if I would have had, it's as if he had, and it happened. It shows you that Elisha Menavu still had the, why did it bother him? The fact that it bothered him shows that he still wanted to do tshuva. Otherwise, if he didn't care anymore, what do you care what the kid said? Obviously, it still bothered him. So that's going to bring a raya that even though he's such a rush and everything else, he was still... But remember, at the end of Moed Katan, we found Elisha Menavu with his cane, walking down the street and passing the dinim. So we have no idea when all this happened. What stage in his life this happened?
If he tells Abneyu that I heard Nachod HaPavut, there's no hope for me. So they're stepping into the base medrash, maybe to have some positive
message. Hero true, yeah.
So if you go to the first base medrash and you get this negative message, you better stop working.
I may want to give up. And this is the end of the story. Very sad story. Kinoch nafshe da'ach. We'll soon see the Gemara what actually caused him to go astray, and then Taisa brings him to Shami other things. Kinoch nafshe da'ach, when he passed away, Omar Rameh said, Le'maiden l'dayna, sorry, they said l'mayla, Amri they said, Le'maiden l'dayna, we cannot judge him, Le'da alma, the osi le'sa, he cannot go to Gan Eden. Why can't we judge him? Sorry, he can't judge him at all. He can't go to Olam Haba. Why not? We can't judge him and put him into Gehenna. Look how many blot gemara he learned. How in the world are we going to put him in Gehenna? Nor can he come to Gan Eden. Look how many sins he made. And Yishalmi says that he caused everybody to Mechal Shabbos and so on. Omer Meimei said, you know what? Mutiv, when I pass away, I'm going to take him with me to Gehenna. Better for Elisha, let him go to Gehenna, get his due dessert, and then he'll go to Gan Eden. When I will pass away, the Ella Osher Mekivra, smoke should come up from his kever if I'm successful, and taking him, schlepping him to Gehenna. When Amei passed away, suddenly smoke came up, and over the Amei was able to take Acher. Don't know how many years later Amei passed away, but he took Acher from nowhere, like Kafa Keller, and pulled him into Gehenim. So eventually he got to Gan Eden. He just took him by. You'll soon see him in. Omar Rabbi Yechon says, Gevurt, is that a big deal, the Mikli Rabbi, to go and burn your Rebbe? Is it a big deal to make sure your Rebbe goes to Gehenim? That's a kunz. Chad Havibena, there was a great man amongst us. We couldn't save him. This is the only way we saved him, by putting him in Gehenim? What kind of Talmud is that? E Nokti Biyad, Man Mirmalay, he said, you know what? When I will pass away, I'm going to schlep him and take him to Gan Eden. Who's going to stop me? Omar, he said, when I will pass away, I want the smoke to stop because I'm going to schlep him to Gan Eden. Kinoch Nasha Bechon passed away. Posak Kutra Mekivre D'Acher. Now, the Bechon was an Amoida many years later. Right, the Meir was generation for Rebbe, and Rebbe was generation for Bechon. Bechon was very young, the youngest Talmud. So you just work it out. How many years Elisha spent in Gehenna? A long time. Pasach Allah Husav Dona. So this must be said about Rabbi Yechon. I feel you sharing a pesach la'om of Necha that Rabbeinu. That he what? Sorry? 100 years in Gehenna. Wow. So they said that even the Shemir of Gehenna couldn't stop Rabbi Yechon from walking in and schlepping him out. Rashi. We can't judge him. We don't have the strength to leave him. He knocked the strength to leave him. If I will take him, who's going to take him away from me? By the case of the loaf of bread from in the mouth of the weasel, who's going to take it out? Man, my man, man means manoi from me. Show me the pesach for Gehenim. Lo amal lefanecha Rabbeinu bebayachal. Hoytzi achas. When you went to Gehenim, take him out. Nobody stopped you. Nobody had the chutzpah to stand in your way. Says more right. Bita shel acher asked the kamei Rebbe. One day, the acher had a daughter, and she came to Rebbe to visit him. Amar le Rebbe parnaseini. She said, Rebbe, do me a favor, feed me. Amar lo basmi. Who's your father? Who's the yichus? Amar lo. She said, Bita shel acher. I'm the daughter of acher. Dain yesh mezari ba'olam, Acher still has kids. Vaksim, it says in the pasuk when it comes to the shrine that they'll be wiped away. Loi nin, v'loi nachad, no grandchild, no great grandchild, ba'ama in his nation. Ve'ein sodi b'megoda, no remnant amongst the people living. How does he have a daughter? Why do you have to remember dwell on his avedus? Remember the good things in the Torah, and that's chos amalai.
See his child from his yemei tzidkus or from his.
It doesn't make a difference. Could be, yeah. So this is another ray that he wasn't strosh. Miyad yard the eish, a fire came down. The sichzicha savsolish Rebbe and burnt through the chair that Rebbe was sitting on, because he spoke against Elisha ben Avu. Bocha Rebbe, ma lemizgalev ma, these people who made fun of the Torah, and look how the Eibushter defends the covered Torah that he learned. Kachel mishtabchim, but those who learn Torah and honor it, Allah's kama. Imagine the schar and the yichas that it is. But I may, and hechi yomatayim upumi nachin. How did I learn Torah from Elisha ben Avu? Amar Rabbi bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechidim, he learned my cotton, my dechsiv. It says in the pasuk, "Kisiv say koyin yishmeru das." The lips of a koyin should yishmeru das. He should give guards the knowledge. V'toydi yivakshu learn Torah from him. Ki malach hashem svakuzu, because like a malach, im doymer al malach hashem svakuzu yivakshu appear. The rule is, if your rebbe is like a malach, learn from him. Im lav al yivakshu Torah. If not, don't learn from him. It pichas ba'al floor. As the Zisha Magid. Who knows what a malach is? How can the Gemara make a criteria that if your Rebbe is like a malach, learn from him? Who knows? You ever saw a malach? So the Magid is exactly pshat. Just like you don't understand a malach. If you don't understand your Rebbe because he's a lot higher than you are, then learn from him. But if you do understand your Rebbe, you see how human he is, don't learn from him. So he said, so anyhow, if your Rebbe is like a malach, you learn from him. So how did Elisha learn from, how did we haste this? How did Amei learn from Elisha ben Avu? Omar Shlokish Amei Karashka. Amei found the pasuk v'darash edash in the following pasuk. That you're allowed to learn Torah if you know how to learn Torah and not from his deeds. It says in the pasuk, "Hat oznecha tilke ushma divrei chachamim." Listen to the words of chachamim. But v'libcha toshes l'daiti. But your heart follow my mind. What do you mean my mind? Don't say follow your Rebbe's mind. Follow my mind. The Eibishter. In other words, this Rebbe is a Rasha. So don't learn from his Maisim. Just learn his Torah. When it comes to Maisim, learn from the Eibishter. The following passage, the same idea. Shimi bas uri'i. Listen, my daughter, and see. V'hati al zetilji v'shichi ameh. Forget your nation, v'beis avich. And forget your nation. No, but again, no, the bad, the Maisim, forget. Just learn the Torah. Very more of a kosher cry, Dodi. Here you bring me a psukim that you're allowed to learn from a teacher of Russia. And before it says, "Im deimer alamach shetzvakas." Only then could you learn from a teacher as a tzaddik like Kasha. Habegadul habekatnul. If you're mature, if you're not mature, you're intelligent enough to realize that don't learn from his ma'isim, then you could learn. And they all wonder why Shachnor doesn't bring this down. Why doesn't Shachnor bring down that you're allowed to learn from a rebbe of Russia? It says he clearly, but Godly allowed to, unless today's different. Rashi, Godl, just three lines in the narrow lines. Hayodeya lizar. Godl doesn't mean age. Over here, Godl means mature. If he knows to be careful, shla yilmoid maas of yachlil matayda bepiv. If you know, then you're allowed to. Talking about right, ki yosef di me'am ha'am 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 ha'am. And he threw away the junk. Torah Shrova Rova Dashin Maidichsiv. It says in Pasig, El Ginais Ego, it's the garden of the Not Yoradite, went down leaders to see. The Ibe Hanochal, they're in the depths of the river. Loma Nimshu Taminacham in the Egois, to see whether the vines were growing. Why are Taminacham compared to a nut? Loy Malach tell you, my egg is just like a nut. Afa Pishim Luchlich Betit. A nut, those even Tamachacham, even though he's filthy, he became a Russia. Uvitsoya, in dung. Ain mashe b'teichanim, the Torah remains pure. After Hamachacham, sorry, the olive remains pure. The nut remains pure because the shell protects it. After Hamachacham, after Bishasarach, ain Torahsay nimeses. So they all talk about in Hashanah why we don't eat nuts. Lachay, we should eat nuts. Nut brings out the maila that even though we look like, you know, we do avedas, but every yid b'pnimius is a tzaddik. So we should eat nuts. Dafka, as many nuts as we can.
If it's the gashmistic acid that you, what do you call it, brings out. Kich
b'neya.
The
gematria stimmt sich nicht anyway. You have to take
a half. None of that. And not only that. Ego is a gematria toiv, exactly. Or same thing. Toiv is also 17. So why you decide, everyone has
to make it
to make it hate, be so negative and not toiv.
And I ask the question, well, if you only do egos, what about almonds
and all
these other things? Shokim. Shokim. That's right. Luzim. He says Luzim does as well.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know the most of the basis well. Someone came to the basis well and said, my wife baked a cake with nuts. Am I allowed to eat it on Yontif? So he says, Oskedenken has hate is oich gematere hate. Don't miss the point. I'm worried about can I eat nuts.
Yeah, okay. Invite it. Here he is, right here.
There's an expert
about
filler here.
Ask about your little yo, Rabba, about your yo. Slate, you gotta finish. Rabba, your last little yo. Omele, my car, I'm gonna go to what's Abe's doing right now. Omele, come, smite him, a particle of money. He's repeating things, the different tater from all the rabbis of Purim, the government. Abe refuses to repeat things in the name of the mayor. He's upset by the mayor's learning from Lisha Manavu. Even though we just found all this psukim, he's upset. Omele Amai. So he asked him why. He said, "Abba Shayla asked Elio, why doesn't Abish repeat things in the name of the mayor?" So this is a number of generations later. Should the Kagamish might have put him to Achir because he learned from Achir. So for a number of years, the Abish didn't repeat anything in the name of the mayor. When did Abba Shayla live? Omele Amai. Why is Abish not repeating the mayor? Ramei Rimen Matzah. Ramei found the pomegranate, which that's what we all eat on Hashanah. Toichay Achal Klipas Zarak. He ate the inside and threw away the shalacht, the peel. So what's wrong? Had the case he said, Omele, he said to him, the Abishah liked that word. Has to come and Meir ben Yamai. Just heard Abishah say, oh, Meir, my son, I haven't heard about it for 120 years, just said the following. So he liked that word, and because he matzdik him, so many years later, he went back in Abishah's good books. No, he needed somebody down here to be matzdik's chus. Everything has to be done lamata. But not only that, because before we had this other, oh, that was Rava. Rava was a little later than Rava Shela. Right, the Gemara says Gemara. Right, Bezman. This what Meir Taka say? Bezman she'odem mitzdaye. This is Meir's word. This is the first word the Eibishter said the name of the Meir in many years, and it's all about the Eibishter. Bezman she'odem mitzdaye. When a person is in pain, shechina maloshen emedes. What does the Eibishter say? Kalni miroishi, kalni mizroi. I feel a burden on my head, a burden on my arms. So, and we're talking about over here, we're talking about somebody who committed a crime and they have to hang him after they committed a crime. And we don't want to leave him there too long. Even though the guy deserved to be punished, David Krechts, oh, he got killed. So, this is what Amir said. This is the bother of David, even though the guy deserved it. Imagine what David feels like a tzaddik passes away. That's the first thing David should be in Amir's thing.
Don't show Nishbuch means he was killed, doesn't it?
Yeah. Not in the right time, yeah. He was killed, yeah. I think when Ashkesh was found Rabbi Yehuda, the Toli Bibadasha, because he was standing there by the door, and he was leaning on the lock of his door, and he was crying. Omalei, he says, Shin, you intelligent one. My Kabachi is, why are you crying? He asked Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Shmuel's Talmud. He says, why are you crying? Omalei, Mizuti, the Maid, Xibir, Rabban, is about you nothing. What it says in there, it says over there about the Rabban, and it says, Aye Sefer, where those who count, Aye Shekel, where those who weigh. Aye Sefer the McDonald, where those who count the towers. What do you mean? Aye Sefer, Shaye Seferim Kol Oishe Potato, where those scholars know how to count all the letters in the Tater. Aye Shekel, where those who weigh, Shaye Shekelim Kalim Mechamim Tater. They used to weigh what's a Kal, what's a Chamim in the Tater. Those are people who care about the Tater. Aye Sefer the McDonald, where those are people who count the towers. Shaye Shainin Gimu Meis Halachas, they learned 300 Halachas, B'migdol HaPerech, B'Avid, in a tower that was flying in the air. Rashi here brings three pshatim, but Rashi's headed is unbelievable. Rashi, I'll just tell you, let's do the inside the Rashi's pshatim here, but he doesn't bring the unbelievable pshatim head. Three pshatim. What's this tower flying in the air? Says Rashi. Yes, mefarshim shadoshin goyve shalamid.
Yeah. Same idea.
No, we'll see in a minute. No. What do you mean the tower's flying in the air? So first pshat Rashi. Yes, mefarshim shadoshin goyve shalamid. Lamid is a chaf with a vav floating on top. That thing floating atop is called the Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. It's floating. None of the other letters have another letter stuck on top of it. So all about the Lamed. How much can you learn from the piece of that Lamed that's on top of the Lamed? The Doshim Mekol Zois, the Dashin, 300 things. What it is, we have no idea. That's one pshat, Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. The Yesh Eimin Migdal Doir HaFloga. Now this is even harder to understand. They Dashined the tower. What's the tower? Doir HaFloga. And we learned 300 halachas. What kind of halachas you learn from Bedar Flogger? From what they did? I mean, what kind of halachas you learn? We know Rashi says, if we know from the Abish's behavior, this, you know, you don't supposed to judge until you see what's happening. Ain't dying the Meshavroyas. Yeah. What's halacha?
Leisa says,
the things
you shouldn't do.
The Lini, the Rashi doesn't like any of these. Third pshat, Migdal HaPasuach La'avir. We're talking about a box if there's tameh all around you and you're inside a box, a shayda migdal, and you carry through, and then you open on one side, migdal shall eat a wooden box of koyd and mishtayev, a oimid bepesach, standing by the door with pischai pasur al bika, but it's open to a valley, to fields, or the chutz of the yard, to avid, that space that holos, yeshna mishna migadul hoi migdal im avid. Rashi Sanhedrin says they had an airplane.
That's right, I remember that.
They had an airplane, a rocket that flew. Amazing, Rashi. And little kind of lachos from that. And on that, the Tshuvas talk about they already knew then midla perer ba'avir, the concept of flying.
If it goes through someone else's airspace, if it's they have akira, but
doesn't say. Very interesting. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, right? Say all these great people, they're not around anymore. I shouldn't cry. So Yehuda is lamenting the fact that the Gedali Yisrael Amol, Amol. So Yehuda was saying then Amol. Imagine what we say today. You should know that two great Tamil Chachamim would turn out to be the Shoim. Both of them, Achitev committed suicide. Both of them, a day was killed. Both of them had 300 questions on this din of Migla Perei Bavir. Says the Gemara, but now we learn Gimloch about Yates, and these people, Doeg and Achitevul, there were three kings, but four ordinary people, including Doeg Achitevul, Ein Lehem Chelik LeElam Haba. They have the four people are Bilam. And Doeg Achateful and Gechazi. Why Bilam is included when he's a guy? We'll sing Mar Sanhedrin. So anyway, right? Hochanamatevelans. What hope do we have? We know nothing. Amalei Shina. He said, "You intelligent one. Tinam Haise Belibam. They were born. They were to show him the whole lifetime." Interesting, like that. Achateful. Rashi says, "To show him how him man. They were born. They were to show him the whole lifetime. Not like Acher, who started being a tzad and then became a rasha." And this, I mean, Doeg Nachatev would show him the whole life, and yet they became Dovid HaMelech's Rebbe. You hear we have kindness to Rav Meir for learning from Elisha Baravu, who was a tzaddik, who then unfortunately went off because he went to Pardes. David learned from Doeg when he was very young. Okay, but David learned, Doeg was one of the David's Rebbes. Okay, David was very young. And then Nachatev. Anyway, and learned two things. Okay, back to the Gemara. Acha Mai, what happened to Acha? How did he become Frey? So here the Gemara says, "Zeme Yevani le pasim upumi." He didn't stop singing Goyish songs, and that's why he became an apokatus. That's number one. And it says Rashi, "Zeme Yevani le pasim." So what's the problem singing Goyish songs? So Rashi says, "Bahayel lohaniach." He should have stopped b'shvil churban habayis. So you know, Rashi learned the problem wasn't as Goyish songs. The problem was songs. It's churban habayis. What are you so happy about? See, b'shila yishtu yain. Interesting, Rashi, because others learned the problem was Goyish songs. Rashi learns, and Yevani was also probably philosophical, and who knows. Rashi learns Pashat songs. Doesn't matter if it's Mechav David, or from Frieder, or Goyish, it's all the same. Shouldn't be happy. That's Rashi. But says also the Pasik Bapumi. Maybe not because he just sang from time to time. Never stopped. Amru Allah, they said about Alach, another reason is when he walked into Beis HaMedrash, he had a whole suitcase full of Sfarim, but what were the Sfarim? He used to read up because of your books. Philosophy books. It says Rashi Noishim Mecheka Koydim Shehiv Kedatzav. Before he gave it Rashi, he already was reading all these books we shouldn't be reading. Al Matina Havavaliba. He already had something in himself. Shaul Nimi the Gadis Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir.
So the question is, what is it that made him go bad? Is it these books? Is it Goyish music?
It's an aggregate.
Is it winning to Pardes?
That was a trigger. That was the Makkah Patrish. But what is an aggregate?
And then did he see the kid?
All that. Tosfos brings it from Yerushalmi that says that when he was born and his father made an unbelievable bris, all the Tanoim were there and two Tanoim were sitting in the corner and they were talking about Lachim were hanging around them. So the father asked, "What's going on?" And they said, "Oh, we're learning Torah." So he said, "Oh, that's what Torah does. Malachim dance. I would love my son to become a Talmud Chacham." But so the Yerushalmi said, because he didn't say Lishma, therefore his son became a Begadosh. Whatever that means. And the next thing is Shambri, what you said, you know, we have a Kedushin. And his own grandson came back and said it means, you know, Adam Haba. Let's finish. And this is like a remiss, the end of the story here. Then Amalei, let's finish. Shaul Nimas Agadi is a mayor. He asked a mayor, call Amar, the Nachis Liyada, any wool that you put into a pot full of dyes, right, to have different kinds of dyes in it. Solik, well, no matter what dye you put in there, will it absorb in the wool? So the question really is, every Talmud Chacham who learns Torah automatically becomes frum? Every does the Torah that he learns keep him, make sure that he stays frum and doesn't go off the derech? That was the question. So he's asking it in a way of a riddle. Amalei answered, it depends. Kol man da havi noki agav ime, anything that was born clean. That, in other words, so there's two pshat and learning pshat. Rashi learns differently. But other learn, anyone who was born clean, then he will remain clean. Anyone who was not born clean, was like about tshuva, there's always a chance they might go off. But Rashi learned the way. Rashi says, whoever yiras chet was kaidim is chachma, is solik, then it'll work. No, but as long as you yadish shemaim, then you yadish shemaim is more important than talmud chacham. Your yadish shemaim, and whatever Torah you learn will stick and will preserve your Yiddishkeit. Called the lo avinoki agivim elay solik. But if you're not, your yadish shemaim doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva, olav b'shalom v'yadav b'shalom. As the Rebbe Kretzes, because he went in with the right attitude, he went out. All of a sudden, by him it says, "Moshcheini acherech lusa, schlep me, and I'll run after you." The after Rabbi Akiva beat olav b'shalom v'yadav, the malachim tried to push him out. Leave him be. It's not fair. See, it's stacked against them. The Malachim hurt all the other guys. They shouldn't defend him. And here he hurt Rabbi Akiva. They should defend him. Two more lines. My daughter. What did Rabbi Akiva do? How did he not avoid it? Rabbi Yechonam says the pasuk for Aser Rivim Mekodesh. It says Oisu Beriv Cheshulei. There's a sign there when you see over there the Malachim. You see certain things there. Make sure you don't look there. If you see these things, turn away so that you don't see things that you shouldn't be seeing, and then it'll have an effect like it has all other time. We'll continue tomorrow. So right after Atoros Nedarim.